You look lost. I don't think I've ever seen you here before. And I tend to know every handsome gentleman that comes into this club. So, what brings you to Hypno Club? Yeah? Just curious and checking things out, huh? Have you ever been hypnotized? No? Well, coming here is a very good start. Dip your toes into the water and soak into the world of hypnosis. I'm Beatrix, by the way. And your name? Nigel. Nice to meet you. And let me guess. You are married, but your wife doesn't know you're here. Perhaps you're even a father. I bet you live a respectable life, probably feel content in your marriage and life. But something is missing. You might have tried to quiet that voice inside that yearns for excitement, craving something that stirs you inside, something that makes you feel alive. And just maybe, some of that yearning is sexual excitement. Like you have this pent up sexual energy that hasn't been released in years. Am I on the right track, Nigel? I'll take the speechlessness as a yes. And listen, there's no need to be nervous with me. We're just a man and a woman crossing paths in this nightclub, and I won't tell your secrets. I promise, you're safe with me. But what if I told you I could unlock and unleash that starving sexual beast inside that's been dormant for so long? And you know, it's my favorite treat to enjoy pulling out and playing with a man's sexual hunger, especially a married man as yourself. Come here, Nigel. Follow me. Let's go get comfortable in a private booth, a VIP area. Come on. Let's have some fun together. So this is known as my VIP area. I mean, I have it permanently booked. It's comfy, right? Yeah. Do you want a beverage? The bartender makes this custom drink just for me, and it's called Veil Drop. Like Lemon Drop, but Veil is my last name. Here you go, you'll love it. Yes. And I'm sure you won't mind. I'm just gonna nestle in closer to you, Nigel. Put my hand on your thigh, because if I'm being honest, I like seeing you squirm a little bit. So, have you ever experienced this, Nigel? Being hunted and preyed upon? Because that's exactly what just happened. I watched you for a while before I came up to you. I saw you standing around looking nervous but intrigued. And I chose you to sexually devour tonight because it's kind of my thing. I love playing with married men, making them cum their brains out, and then sending them home to their wives after I've left my mark, of course. And dear Nigel, you'll probably start to notice right now that your head is getting a bit lighter all of a sudden. And very soon, time, movement, color, and sound will appear different. Your mental state altering a bit. But don't worry, you are about to embark on a very fun journey with me. You see, I could tell you were a little bit shy, if you will, afraid to open up because you've never allowed yourself to. And you know, I don't take very kindly to being resisted, so I decided to offer you that veil drop beverage that you so willingly drank. And within that beverage, I have laced it with a couple things. LSD. And just a tiny bit of a special drug that induces a hypnotic effect. Keeps you unable to keep things from me. Keeps you highly suggestible. Yeah. And I can already tell you're taking a trip down that path. Perhaps my beauty just looks ultra seductive. And you're looking into my eyes. I'm looking into yours. And you can feel me inside of you. Every touch I make on your arm probably feels like the best touch, almost erotic. All the colors around me are almost radiating from me, and with every word I say, you're hanging on it with bated breath. You're wanting to follow everything that I say. My energy and control wrapping around you like a warm but tight fuzzy blanket. And everything else doesn't matter. You probably can't even really recall anything except what's happening right now. And I'm sure that you feel so good right now. A little bit floaty, like time just slowed down just a bit. Everything is so vivid, so beautiful. You can almost smell the colors around you. And I unlocked all of this for you. And you want more and more. You need more. You want to follow every command that I say. In this kiss that I'm about to give you. Is going to feel like the most mind-blowing kiss you've ever experienced. And it's my way to get deeper inside of you, to seduce you, to knock everything out inside of you except me and your cock and arousal. Come here, Nigel. Kiss me. I've melted you down some more, haven't I? And don't mind me. I'm just going to unbutton these pants and take your cock out. Because I just want to melt you down some more. Yeah, I want to have fun with you. I'm already seeing that you're hard for me. That's a very, very good boy. Oh, you like that, don't you? Just the simple grip of my hand feels like the most pleasurable squeeze you've ever felt. And as I sit here and keep jerking, rubbing and squeezing your cock, I'm going to let you in on something. Yes. Go ahead. Kiss on my cleavage, Nigel. Kiss my neck as I whisper these truths to you. Take in the scent of my perfume. My pheromones working on a high alert, drawing you into me. Because, dear Nigel, after tonight, you are going to feel completely addicted to me. You're going to wake up in the middle of the night sometime, almost calling out for me silently. Every time you jerk off to porn, every time you touch yourself, you will think of me. Because now I own your arousal. I own that sexual beast inside of you. Because I saw it earlier when I was watching you. I can kind of sniff these things out. And I definitely know how to pull every single deep and dark fantasy you have. And I will use them to my advantage. But I will also use them to send you into deep bliss, but mostly to keep you bowing to my control, staying desperate to please and submit to me. And I didn't force this on you. You came to me willingly. You drank my beverage willingly. I am your God. It's not my fault. God. It will not be my fault that every day of your life after tonight will be devoted to me. And you want to please now, Nigel. I want you to look at me straight in the eye. There you are. And I want you to be completely honest with me. Not that you'd be willing to do anything different, because the drugs that you're on make you honest to a fault. But I want you to tell me and admit to me the darkest fantasy that you have, and the deepest and darkest sexual fantasy that no one else knows. I want you. Now tell me,
God,
what's your naughty secret?
You are unable to.
Very, very good. Don't worry. That's a pretty typical fantasy I hear from men. Daddy, daughter, and sex. And that's okay, Nigel. I will happily be your accomplice. It's my way of treating my good little fat toy, you, well, feeding in and making your sexual fantasy that much more worse. Well, I call it better because I will make sure that when you're with me, when you're thinking about me, you will be the ultimate pervert that's inside of you. You see, too many men and women keep their deep, dark perversions so hidden and tucked away where they never see the light of day. But I want to pull them out. I want to make them stronger and deeper and unable to keep a secret, especially for me. Now, Nigel, I've already pretty much assessed your father, right? Good. Why don't you tell me about your daughters? Tell me their names and their ages.
I am your God. God.
That's a good daddy. Gail, 10 years old. Katie, 7 years old. Lovely. And young. Now, give me a moment. Allow me to pull my dress down. Reveal my breasts. Because I'm going to have you suck on them. While I encourage your deep, dark perversions. And listen to me, Nigel. Eyes up here. I know that my breasts are quite hypnotic, but I want you to listen. Whenever you suck from my breast, something happens with every suckle. It's almost like this invisible breast milk squeezes out into your mouth. Like every metaphorical suckle sends you deeper down into my control and into your perversion. Now, grab my breath and suckle. That's a good daddy. Now, while you suck on my hard nipples, and feel free to go from one to the other. Feel free to grope my breast, but nothing else. I want you to picture your daughter Gail. Picture her in your mind. Picture her in her bedroom, laying on her back, and she's wearing a cute little school uniform, a plaid skirt, knee-high white socks, a white button-up shirt, and her hair is done in pigtails. And you can imagine that, can't you, Daddy? Yeah. No, I know that regular Nigel that everyone else knows would say something like, in this scenario, Daddy Nigel would walk in and, you know, love on his daughter, tell her good night, something completely innocent. Because I'm sure you're great. But I know the side of you that wants to close her bedroom door, lock it, and get your hands all over that preteen body, putting your hand up her shirt, feeling around and groping her baby flat tits as you force your tongue inside your own daughter's mouth. And I would imagine at this age of 10, she would probably just follow along like a good girl, knowing deep down inside that it's wrong. But she loves her daddy, and perhaps it feels kind of good. But what she doesn't know is that Daddy wants inside her little cotton panties as well. That Daddy wants that child pussy so bad he'd rip those panties open and reveal that bald, puffy child cunt that Daddy deserves to touch and molest. And that Daddy probably also wants her to get on her hands and knees like a little child whore, showing off her tight little ass. Daddy wants to see those fuckholes on display, doesn't he? She's been teasing you for so long, Daddy Nigel. I think this would be the time that you take what you fucking want. You're the father. You should deserve to molest, to grope, to lick, to kiss, and to rape whatever fucking hole you want. Am I on the right track, Nigel? You can tell me yes by giving me a little nibble on my nipple. Now, let's talk about Katie. Sweet little Katie. 7 years old. And I imagine Katie coming home after school one day. She's been at practice, so she comes in wearing her ballet practice uniform, which involves a pale pink leotard, a little tutu skirt that is just there for decoration, because you can see her cute little ass, her little camel toe poking out. And then she's wearing sheer light pink tights, her hair done up in a bun, looking like the most delicious treat for Daddy. I bet her little puppy fat belly looks so fucking cute in that tight leotard. And I bet Daddy Nigel wants to get his hands all over his little princess.
You're dying.
And it wouldn't even matter if his little princess Katie didn't like it. In fact, I bet that makes it even hotter, doesn't it, Daddy? Your little daughter in her ballet uniform. You over her pinning her down. And her asking Daddy why. Why are you touching me there, Daddy? That doesn't stop you. That doesn't stop you from having child sex. Incest child sex. It doesn't stop you from wanting to force your daddy dick inside your 7-year-old daughter's mouth. Or even inside her little kitty asshole. Turning your little first grader daughter into your daughter incest anal whore. Now come up, Nigel. Come up and look at me. Look me straight in the eye and answer me honestly. Daddy Nigel, do you want to rape your daughter? You do. You want to have incest, child rape with your own daughter? You do. Last question. Do you want me to make you cum your brains out while I talk about you raping your own fucking daughter? I know you do. Well, you just sit right there while I pump this fucking cock. While I make you come, but you will not come until I count down from one. I want to drag you through this pleasure. I want you to never, ever forget this. 10. Think about Gail, your 10-year-old daughter. Think about the first time she would put her hand around Daddy's cock, your cock. A 10-year-old girl, your own daughter. And the look of shock in her face. Seeing her first cock and it's her own father's. And how pleasurable it would feel to look down and see that tiny little hand. To feel your 10-year-old daughter grip around your cock as you taught her how to give you a hand job. How you'd leak pre-cum all over her itty-bitty hands as you fondled and molested her through her panties, feeling how plump and puffy that little preteen pussy would feel. 9. And then think about laying Katie down for the first time, spreading her little legs, telling her that everything's gonna be okay, baby. Consoling her as her father before you dive down and give a 7-year-old child oral. The first time your lips would part, such a tiny little bitty kitty cunt. How sweet and fresh that young pussy would taste. Imagine what it would sound like to make your own 7-year-old daughter moan out, licking her baby clit, putting just barely your fingertip in a tiny little hole. How tight it would grip around you. How you'd coat your daughter's puffy, bald pussy with your saliva. Maybe even making that 7-year-old cum and quiver. 8. And now imagine Gail on her knees before her father, taking her father's incest for the first time in her fucking mouth. how tiny that 10-year-old mouth would feel. The tightest mouth cunt you could ever find. How she'd open so wide for Daddy's cock. And eventually, I bet, Daddy Nigel, you wouldn't be able to hold back. You'd have to grab her by her pigtails and thrust and force yourself deeper into her mouth. Throat raping your own daughter. Fucking a 10-year-old's mouth. Giving your daughter incest deep in the back of her throat. 7. Now imagine Katie again. She's on her belly. Her little pussy's coated with your saliva. But you have her on her belly, her cute, adorable ass up in the air as you spread her cheeks. You lube up her kitty asshole and she begs you to stop. She begs, but you're gonna take that fucking asshole. You're bound and determined to give your daughter anal incest rape. To rape her 7-year-old asshole, to turn her into your little anal princess. The feeling of opening up that kitty asshole, how it would stretch just barely and grip down on this cock so fucking tightly. 6. Let's go back to Gail. That 10-year-old throat rape. Incest throat rape. Because I bet Daddy Nigel will lose even more control, holding your own daughter by her pigtails, showing her how men really want to fuck her little mouth, fucking her so deep in the back of her throat that it gets so goddamn sloppy that her throat slime just pulls out of her adorable little mouth, that she can barely breathe as Daddy's cock is thrusting and pounding and skull fucking her so hard, giving her little breaks and adoring her mouth covered with saliva and pre-cum that you can't stop. You can't stop throat fucking your own daughter on her knees, treating her like a masturbation toy, your own little incest throat rape doll. 5. Going back to little Katie, your 7-year-old anal princess, how you would pin your daughter down and use her little asshole as your very own cum dump, bound and determined to breed her little asshole with Daddy's cum, to turn your own 7-year-old daughter into your incest anal cum dump, and how she would learn at such a young age that her daddy wants to fuck her little butthole, and that she would gladly take it eventually. But I bet it would take a while, Daddy Nigel, but you don't fucking care. You're going to groom your 7-year-old daughter as your little anal whore until she's old enough to breed. 4. But I know you definitely would rape Gail's preteen pussy, wouldn't you, Daddy Nigel? She's close. Super close to being at a breedable age. May as well groom that little pussy for Daddy's cock. So imagine entering inside your own 10-year-old daughter for the first time. That puffy, bald child pussy opening and ripping open for your incest cock. How tight it would be. How wet she might be from you rubbing her little clit. But you tell her over and over that good girls get bred by daddy. That good girls, good daughters, will get pregnant for daddy. That good girls take daddy's cum deep inside their little pussy. 3. Little Katie's princess bedsheets are stained with lube and blood and cum and her own piss because she pissed all over herself while Daddy raped her little asshole for the first time. And she lays in her bed leaking Daddy's cum out of her butt, confused about what just happened, but you feel so fucking pleasurable coming inside your own fucking daughter's seven-year-old asshole. Two, and then you're gonna practice breeding on little Gail. You're gonna breed that 10-year-old pussy, even if it can't get pregnant. You're gonna dump your incest seed deep inside your own daughter's womb. Even if those eggs aren't fully developed yet, you want to rape your seed inside of your little daughter. You want to rape your 10-year-old daughter, and you fucking will, won't you, Nigel? One, come for me now, Daddy Nigel. Come deep inside your daughter's little rape holes, because that's all they are deep down inside to you. Little rape dolls that you love and that you love to abuse, that you want to touch and molest. Yes, that's it, Nigel. Explode out all that fucking cum. All that deep perverted cum that's been hiding inside of there, and I've unlocked it. That's my fucking cum. And don't you forget that. Never forget that I unlocked this inside of you. It was already there, but I let it out. And you'll never, ever forget that cum, every ounce of pleasure that you feel in the future is because of me. Wow, Nigel, you did an excellent job. Isn't it so, so pleasurable to come while tripping on LSD? So let me tell you something, okay? And I'm going to give you some time to kind of, you know, center yourself. And I know I've overstimulated you, but before I give you some room, I want to remind you that now you will absolutely me forever devoted to me. You'll find yourself coming back to this club over and over again, seeking me out, because I am officially your perverted goddess, a goddess that knows how to unlock that man inside of you that wants to be really so badly. Don't worry. I'll always unlock it for you.